Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders agreed to a framework for a new state budget last night, but say they are still working out many of the details. We get the latest from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo says he and the legislative leaders have reached an accord on many of the budget issues and hope to be finished passing everything by Sunday.
I'm pleased to announce this evening that we have a budget agreement in concept, and we're going to be working on the details going forward, and we'll be starting to print bills this evening.
The governor and the legislature agreed to a three-year phase-in of an increase in the state's minimum wage to $9 an hour and a $650 million tax cut package, also to be fully effective in 3 years. The tax breaks targeted for businesses in the middle class include a phase-out of a surcharge on utilities and the distribution of $350 check starting next year to every family with children up to the age of 18. Senate co-leader Jeff Klein, the head of a breakaway Democratic coalition that leads the Senate along with Republicans, says he's pleased with the deal.
Here we are today, coming together with a budget which I think is probably the most family-friendly budget I've ever seen my years in the state legislature.
To help finance the tax breaks, the governor and legislature agreed to extend for 3 more years an income tax surcharge on millionaires, which brings in around $2 billion a year. Governor Cuomo, who pledged not to raise any taxes in the budget, offered a rationale for his action. He says if you take all of the tax changes together, they represent a cut.
Well, some taxes go up, yes, and others go down. And the net is they go down. That's why it's a tax cut. Well, why don't all the taxes go down? Because you can't bring down all the taxes.
Business groups had been lobbying against continuing the tax on the wealthy, while unions and other advocates for the minimum wage say a three-year phase-in is too long for working people to wait. Governor Cuomo, who earlier in the day had said he was holding out for agreements on a number of unrelated items, says for now those issues have not been agreed to and will not be part of the budget bills. They include decriminalizing the public possession of small amounts of marijuana in New York City to end a problem with New York's stop and frisk laws.
We'll continue those conversations. They may or may not come to fruition.
Also not resolved, amending the state's recently passed gun control laws to rescind a ban on the sale of 10-bullet magazines. The 10-bullet clips are set to stop being sold in New York on April 15th. But Cuomo and legislative leaders say they may still permit the sales after all. The gun laws passed in January limit the number of bullets in a magazine to 7, but there are loopholes that allow 10 bullets at shooting ranges and in competitions. The amendment could still impose the 7-bullet limit, but permit the purchase of the 10-bullet magazines for use at shooting ranges and in sporting contests, says Cuomo.
We would say, but the law now says, you can have 10 bullets in the range or at a competition. Otherwise, it's 7, and you can have a magazine that does that.
Cuomo says he and leaders will try to reach agreements on the amendments to the gun law and the other items before lawmakers finish passing the budget this weekend. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.